I want to discuss the issue of when you're halachically allowed to divorce your wife. There's sugyas in other parts of Shas that deal with this, in Ksubis, in Mumin, you know, Misha Shasa, Esa Shanin, you know, you didn't have children, so you need Vamos. I want to focus on the sugya at the end of Gittin, and the Hilkas Tanayin that we're familiar with. If you look here in the second Makar, the Mishnah, Ligayish Adam Yisishtra, Elin Kein Masaba, Bar Erva, Shneemar Ki Masaba, Erva Zava. It's interesting. It's Bar Erva, and the Pasuk says, Erva Zava. So Bishami says, you need to have a Dvar Erva. V'til Omrim, Afil Hikdicha Tavshilo, Shneemar Ki Masaba, Erva Zava, even if she burnt your food. Shiva says, Afil Matza, Cheret Hemen, Naimena, you find another woman that's more beautiful. So I want to take these shitas one by one and try to analyze them. According to Bishami, what do you need to divorce your wife?
Shammai, your question?
Erva.
Erva. What does erva mean, according to the Gemara?
Why is it there shava? Right?
Yeah. Accurate. No proof.
Two eighty. It sounds like two eighty that she did what?
Well, depends on the rest of the Gemara
is going in Bishami. The Pashas of the Gemara, the Yeshua points out, the Pashas is it Adim that she did not.
If you look at source number 3, it says in Yeshua Mashma of the Gemara, the Hainu Tavar Erva Mamish, it's into the Adim Brurim.
The Alkain, Korchachayu Shaloba Hasra. He says, well, if she was out of Adim, she'll be killed. So we don't divorce him. The e basra baskilahi. So most people know what's wrong. So she got off the technicality. That's how the Neshul learned it. The Rashba didn't learn that.
I mean, the
Rashba argues. The Rashba commented, "Beshamay kolzman shematzav atvarim mechuarim mishnei edim mitzvagarsha lahotzi b'sham b'tochbeis." So the Rashba says, even the atvarim mechuarim, we don't even that she damaged his nose. Right, that's the question, how to learn the Hemshech of Gemara. In the Yerushalmi here, it's even more broad. If you look at the source number 5, V'atani Be'eshami Omrim Ein Li Elesh Hayotze Mishum Erva Bilvad V'nayin Hayotze V'rosha Parua Tzadeh Prumim V'sarsem Chalutzos. She goes out in a parrot's way to the street. Tamaloma Kimat Tava Erva Zavar. So in Yerushalmi, Beishamai is not here to get divorced, even if she's not acting, let's say, Das Yehudis.
That's
what the Gemara says.
Is that what the Gemara says? Yeah, the Gemara brings Erva
Zavar. I mean, the Gemara has Remeir. The Gemara later says Remeir, at the very bottom of the page, you know, thinks that, you know, there are different midos,
right.
And Remeir says, it's a Braisa. It's not clear if that's a Shammai, that's Remeir. I mean, that's part of the question.
If the
price is going to be a Shammai, in a Chenami. The Shammai seems to assume that's the case. So we have three opinions here. You need today Yeshua, Eidus, Alznus, right? Or the Rashba. There's really the chorus between the Rashba and the Shammai. There's also makes a point in his paper. But the Rashba is also talking about Znus Mamish. It's just that it's Eidus and Tvarim Chuarim that point in the direction of Zos. Meaning it's also Eidus, but it's not on a Maitabia, it's Eidus al Kiur. Kiur are things that really point in the direction that she has Nus. As opposed to Yerushalmi, that speaks about a woman who goes to town with her hair covered, which has nothing to do with Nus. And there are many wonderful women who go out without their hair covered, they violate that Yisr, but there's no Chash that she did Nus. But according to Yerushalmi, and this again, as you point out, maybe it seems to be Shita of Rav Meir in our Gemara, which again, possibly is also like Yerushalmi, we don't know. So there's three opinions here in terms of what reason, according to Yerushalmi, it justifies getting divorced. Question?
Yeah, I just
want to
point out that the Gemara isn't necessarily, like, even sound like Yerushalmi. Like, the way Rashi begins, what did their show to me? Like, Yerushalmi has to use these words for something.
Right.
So that is their show that to say that she only would be ultra on him. What is it through? But that doesn't necessarily relate to Beit Shammai discussion.
Well, why is it brought here? I mean, it's brought here.
Maybe it has to deal with the word Arab, with the word Dar. So why is the word Dar? Beit Shammai, what's it going to do with Dar? Rashi doesn't sound like he's explaining the sheet of a shaman. He's saying that what is it without?
Do you think Rashi is more shot in the Gemara than the way?
I had first read the Gemara like Yeshua, and maybe I got after that. Like he and I both ended up reaching the conclusion like.
Okay. I accept that. That's the finisher.
Yeah.
Okay.
How do we know the Rashi doesn't just mean the bright, like the thing in the brayza?
I mean, he speaks about dvarim chuarim. The shei. I mean, it seems like he's.
Like a stira,
like
a
opening. Yeah.
He also says stira.
Right. If you look at the kind of sheikh, things that are indicate there's a real chash of bia, meaning she, your husband says don't go into the room, and she does anyway. You know, things that are have the potential for a riot mamash.
The question is like where he's coming from, and the answer could be the brisa, no? And is there any indication he doesn't mean the things in the brisa?
I mean, he doesn't say them. The brisa is much more broad. Remeir is not Beishama, meaning...
Wait,
are you
saying two different things though here?
Right, yeah,
here
he's
starting
with Shneid, and then the thing with... The second one, I wasn't clear enough, if you look at the Teshuva, it's not clear if that's also Beishama, or that's just he's saying that after, according to Beis Hillel, but... meaning, when the truth wouldn't be still because there would be Yisrael of Shiloh. I have to look back. I'm not sure about that. Fine. So that's the base shaman.
What does Yisrael still hold? Shiloh Yisicha of Shiloh.
So, firstly, just if you look at the Mishnah, it's the same pasuk, right? They're quoting the same pasuk. So how the Gemara deals with this a little bit. How does the Hillel lead, you know, where do they get the Dover? There's the Erva and there's the Dover. So the Neshach HaKol makes an interesting point. If you look at verse number 7, he says that the words appear backwards. It's about Erva or Erva's Dover. Right? Beis Shammai in the Mishnah says you need a Dvar Erva because the Pasuk says Erva's Dover. That's a little bit, you know. That's what the Neshach HaKol points out, and he speaks it out. If you look at verse number 7, Erva's Dover ain't Iker Haraso in a Gilu Erva, Rak Dover Tiuv Mius. But the Chiv Hayama Chanecha Kadosh, Voliya Rabacha Erva's Dover. The Iker Haraso Dover Mos, Kemosha Kosu, because he sees the Sayasek. Not necessarily connect that right, it could be just a Mos thing in general. And for him, Maus is Hiktichat Avshilo. So it's just, I think, an interesting hara that Neshach HaKol makes in terms of the order of the words and how that might, you know, be an indication for Beis Hillel that it's not Tvar Erva, but it's Erva Zavar, which would include Hiktichat Avshilo. So what exactly is Hiktichat Avshilo?
What are you saying? Hiktichat Avshilo.
She burns his food. So how does she burn his food? What are the options?
Like on purpose or?
Made it. What else?
Shoge. Well, I mean, could there be a no other thing like there be a
Rashlanut. Rashlanut? Does it mean Rashlanut?
I don't know what Rashlanut.
Meaning she just wasn't careful. Meaning
that. Yeah.
Sorry. So okay. Apologize.
One thing she does is
she hates it. She's doing it as maybe she's trying to, you know, really give it to him. Or
one is because she's not careful.
She's just not careful.
And one is when it's totally not her fault.
Or even accident. Even owner.
Exactly.
Even owner. So
like well, Mike said he's got a wife who.
We have amazing, on purpose, shogi, she's not careful, or it was a mistake. And you can even divorce him if it was a mistake. Those are three potential options we swara.
If you look here, Rashi doesn't really tell us so much. The Sar Faladea Ur. But the Tur speaks of Shia. They tell Sabi, verse number 9, if you look speak of Shia, Losha Pasha Negdo. It sounds like she intentionally burned this food. If you look at the Meiri though, verse number 10, the Zosha Ina Mishtadelis Besachabesa. She's not really so careful, she's not working so hard, she's not so diligent. It could be Shogun. It could be she's just more Rashlanut, as opposed to really Pasha Kenegdo. I thought the Chinuch might be saying even Ba'ones, if you look at the Chinuch, it's like the Chinuch that, you know, can't really quote at the Shabbos table. The Chinuch is a great favorite to quote at the Shabbos table. It's just sort of Chinuch you can't.
This is kind of
wild.
But,
I'm going to get to the second half of the mirror in a second.
Okay,
fine. And then, so, but in terms of the he takes it as a mushroom.
She's not doing it. Like, you were saying, because, like, she's just not being careful. careful, but it sounds like she's not doing it on purpose. I think it continues. She's not trying.
She's not working hard. She's saying. Whenever he wants, he can, you know, you get a new car, get a new wife. When a time is there, Yeshua was saying, "Shayamru v'gomara, shafilu k'dichat avshilu, yachal askarsha." And kolam is being davar kasa. Hakar she'ino ela k'kli yakar shevabai. So you could be learning the chinuch as saying, "Even honest." It's, you know, a little hard to imagine, but that's the impression I think you could get from the chinuch.
Seems like a toned down version of Rabbi Akiva.
Right. It pulls the base, Hillel, the base.
Well, I'm assuming that it's somehow, right, I assume that it's toned down, because there are two different
Kivas. Right. Well, we'll see in a second, actually the data that holds the Kiva is more math than the base Hillel, but we'll hold off for a second. In the Gadol, these ways of learning base Hillel are all taking the words literally, Kivichat Avshilo. You could, though, understand that this is not a literal statement, but rather, it's a mashal. Right? If you look at the Hemshech of the Meiri, he seems to understand it that way. But Inyan Derech Klaalu, Shemisarev Es Lo, Ve'inam Yisnaheges Al Pi Ritzon. It has to be saying, you have to read the beginning that way too, you might be right. But he's Lachar saying it's a mashal. The Rambam in Perish Mishnah also seems it's a mashal. Tzichat Avshilo, and the Chasam Sofer and the Tartzimo go with this. I brought here on the sheet.
Mashal is supposed to, well, I mean, no one thinks you, she actually has to, like, literally only, like, burn the soup.
I mean, it says, I mean, the question is, does that mean that you just don't get along?
She does something that's
annoying,
everyone agrees that she has to do something.
Well, I'm not sure about that. Let's say they're not getting along. Let's say she's a great cook, and she went to culinary school, and everything was tip-top, but she's just annoying.
Even the Miri is not saying that if they just don't get along, that she has to be
so I'm not so sure. If you look at the Rambam Pirush Nayis, I have it in front of me, but it doesn't sound like he actually burned the soup. It sounds like you just don't get along. Unless you have it over here. Let me just read the Torah to me with you. If somebody can find the Rambam, that'd be great. Do inyan melitze al hashchafa derech bechlal? Moshe Kosov, it's inyan melitze. It's a mashal. Moshe Amr v'var brachos avazuk ein peretz ein tzaveach shelo yeh ben otalmid shemakpiach tavshilo v'rabim. So that means you shouldn't, don't make pushot. If you're a rav and you're going to make chil Hashem, it's not a, you know. So here she's not getting along with you, and then he has a whole discussion why it's tavshilo, not tavshila, you know, etc. But definitely they're not getting along. Yeah, what's the Rambam say? So, Muskemes the Midosov.
He's saying,
he's rejecting Rabbi Akiva. He's saying Rabbi Akiva is silly. Why Rabbi Akiva is silly? Because after all, she's married somebody else, and this one, there's no reason to get rid of her once she didn't do anything wrong and she fits his Midos.
Right, so fitting his Midos, I think.
So, it's an and or is it or?
So, the Chasam Sofer thinks that this is the Ikar is whether or not they get along. And it's nothing to do with the whole thing is a mush. Obviously, if they don't get along, so she's not going to be nice to him, and she's not going to, you know.
Even if she wasn't, let's say she was a tzaddikus, but she doesn't get along. Like, she's really, really good at not getting along with people, but might they don't get along. She doesn't curse him out, and she doesn't get into
bed. Right, so it actually touches on the Bach. The Bach here, if you look at verse number 13, says, V'istrich ki sonne. He has to also hate her because they don't get along. No, Shapiro Parsham Egdo, Lo Yishlechena, Elen Kain, he snua Beina. He's assuming that he's taking it literally. She burns your food. If you're a tzaddik, you can't divorce her. She has to burn your food, and you can't be a tzaddik, because if you are mochel, so then it wouldn't work. You also need a certain amount of sinna to warrant getting divorced. I'm not sure if that really answers your question.
That means she didn't have to burn the food, though. She could just be, I don't know, have too many, like, bad spending habits or whatever. Like,
okay.
And that's why I hate her.
Right.
She didn't have to actually done anything wrong to me.
Okay.
It means the bath could be expensive or...
The back could be expensive.
Yeah, you need to hate her.
You need to hate her, but not
it doesn't have to be
anything specific.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Could be she has a funny laugh that, like,
Just, you know,
in those days,
if you don't actually date your wife, you just marry her, and then you realize that you're, you know, that's the Gemara in Kiddushin, that you have to see her, you have to come over. So if you skip that stage, you don't get along.
Or you stop, whatever.
Okay, so there are a couple ways to learn Beis Hillel here. If he uses a Shiloh Dafka, it was amazing, he shows onus, is it a mashal, and you need actually something, and you need Sinah, the Bach, you know, to be added to the mix in order to justify the divorce. Okay. Shiloh Rabbi Akiva is probably the most surprising, right? Shiloh Masa Noahimena, Acheret Noahimena. And a lot of the Rishonim really jump on the Rabbi Akiva. This can't be. And maybe it's mutter, but it's certainly the wrong thing to do. So if you look at the Sefer Yashar of Rein Tam, source number 14, the Rabbi Akiva Omer Eli Yigardish. So MS Diachal, of Al Mizbeach, Mori loves the most. He quotes the Gemara at the end of the Masechta that the son, William Shaleach, it could be technically his mutter, but certainly the wrong thing to do.
It could be, but he's
bringing it by Rabbi Akiva to highlight the fact that, you know, this is not the right thing to do.
Right. I mean, like, the same child is there only within her base hello, which is, like, totally fine. Yeah, even though she burned her dish, like, you can get rid of her if you want. Even the Grisha.
I wouldn't get to the reason to say it's true, but I'm saying I think there's more of a need to tell us by Rabbi Akiva this is the wrong thing to do than by Beis Hillel, especially if Beis Hillel means they're not getting along. You know, she didn't just burn her dish, it means it's indicative of she did raise it and they're not getting along, etc. And likewise, the Sefer HaChassidim, he gets on a halachic work, but still he emphasizes this cost of master lotus get, a filo kibicha tafshila, umata noe mena, brings in Beis Hillel also. But also, the reason is a din, maybe the uman, the fisha chataba, meaning either the uman, some take this word out, or also this in period, the fisha chataba, or also this in Akash Baruch, you said it's not clean noah, but Akash Baruch made her that way, so, okay. In any case, it certainly is discouraged. Still, at the end of the day, it's hard to understand why it's mutter. So there's a very nice board that I saw from Yaakov Kamenetsky and MS Yaakov, and the Rav says the same thing in Family Redeem. They basically say that if you're seriously considering divorcing a wife because there's somebody else who's prettier, so then there's already a problem with the issues. The male issue gets divorced. It's like a simon. It's not a sipa, right? A simon. Again, you can walk on the street, you can see a beautiful woman, but you're not going to consider divorcing your wife. If you consider divorcing your wife, then there's something wrong with the issues. There's no mitzvah to think your wife, I mean, Yaakov actually thinks to think your wife is the most beautiful. I don't know if that's, you know, really possible or true. But if you consider divorcing your wife because she's not pretty enough, then there's a sin in it, there's a problem with the issues. So if you look here. He's the name of also Beis Hillel.
For Rabbi Akiva, that's enough of a reason to get divorced.
Right, but it would sound like
he
get divorced in that case.
And
but
Mark's
son
is telling him to
laugh.
I mean, you're saying why is it then considered to be only the
effort? Right, so your marriage is already in the dump side now.
Right, well maybe you could try to save it, go for counseling.
But
Let's read what he says. Nira Shaken Yarda Tarlo Zayat Lanu Ma Inyan is doing. And she called Adam Sarek Lachasha of Isha Shehia, Ayotar Chacham, Ayotar Noah, Ayotar Toba, Misha, and Nashir Shvalim. The Rav doesn't say it this way, I think it's a little extreme. But you have to say, you're committed to your marriage, and you want to make it work. The Yitakin Shu Mata, Cheres Noah, Menav, the Nivza Shashuv, he Eno Mechashe, with Isha, Halachi Noah. If you're, and you can sound literally what he's saying, but I think the way the Rav is saying it, if you consider divorcing your wife because you saw something else who's prettier, then, in case there was simen, she'en divogam olayach. It's a simen. And that would justify a divorce. Okay?
Yeah. It could be that suddenly there's a laugh, is just meaning, he's not suddenly because they got divorced, he's suddenly because he's such a
gosh-mystic person.
Right,
but so
he wants to get divorced, but then once he's that. So
that's where you're holding, that's where you're holding. So,
right.
Okay?
And at the end of the day, if you think the public, I mean, if you want her to keep it, be able to read how much laugh, as a Grisham. And he's saying that.
No, you don't have to say there's anything wrong with their marriage. Or, you know.
There is an interesting pre-Chadash where he argues that if you see another woman who's prettier, that's one. Let's say you see another woman who is wealthier. So the Pinchas says that's not justification, even for Rikiva. So this is number 17. With Sabra, Dafka Shemotza Acheres Noah Emen. Avali Motza Acheres Ashira Emen of Yotzer Bishvil Osher in the Sanosa, Benyach Lakarisha Balkorcha, Zeo Nirabon. So this is an interesting Pinchas, because he seems to be saying even Rikiva has standards, meaning if the woman, the way she looks, affects your relationship. How much money is in the bank, that's not going to be, that's not internal enough to the relationship. There has to be a problem with the relationship. And not everything, you can't, you know, create a problem just because, you know, you want to have more money in your bank.
What's the key? What's the pre-talk?
I don't remember.
I'm trying to figure out why it might not be the standard, but it might be that.
But by the Rishon, Rikiva's rabbi, Rishon, Rikiva's rabbi,
but by
the Shani,
everybody agrees,
now
I'm going to do it. Let everybody want.
But even then, you need some justification.
Right.
It could be.
Otherwise,
the Rishon, I don't remember.
I think it is.
There is a very interesting Yerushalmi that the Rashba quotes. This is verse number 18. The Yerushalmi discusses the halacha that a woman is a nida, so the Zakenim Harishonim said, so she shouldn't wear makeup because we're concerned if she looks too pretty, we might be together. And then the Rikiva says, no, it's not true. You know, she should, dress nicely, and that's how we paskin halach. So the Yerushalmi then says that the Rikiva was like Beis Hillel. The Kenyan really Beis Shammai, you can only divorce her for every stuff. So there's no chash. If she's a nida, it's better she should look, unkept, because you can't divorce her anyway, because like Beis Shammai. But the Rikiva was like Beis Hillel, you can divorce her for Kedichat HaShila, and therefore we're concerned that you might divorce her if she doesn't look nice when she's a nida, therefore she should have to look nice. Shows this kind of by it. Now the Rashi says, why is Rabbi Akiva like Beis Hillel? Why doesn't Rabbi Akiva like Rabbi Akiva? Meaning not him, but talking about how she looks. So the Rashi leaves in Tzarech here. The Pnei Yeshua has a very interesting comment. Source number 20, the Pnei Yeshua argues that Yitzchak Tavshilo is a one-time act. He's taking it more literally, a one-time act. Whereas Noi Mena is something that you're constantly, obsessing about. So my wife isn't pretty enough, etc. So who's more machmir, Beis Shammai or Rabbi Akiva? So if you were to ask somebody on the street, they would tell you, Beis Hillel or Rabbi Akiva. Who's more machmir? Beis Hillel or machmir? Says Beis Yeshua, if I care. That Beis Hillel says even a one-time event warrants divorce. Whereas Rabbi Akiva says only something that's continuous. That's why, says Ibn Yeshua, the Yerushalmi wants to link Shita Rabbi Akiva. They said you can, a woman should wear makeup when she's a nida to Beis Hillel, because the nida period is a week or two every month. It's not continuous. So only like Beis Hillel would you be allowed to divorce your wife. But according to Rabbi Akiva himself, he holds Noi Menon, it has to be something that's continuous throughout your marriage. And if it only affects you half your marriage, only 2 weeks every month, so then Rabbi Akiva of our Mishnah wouldn't agree to Rabbi Akiva of the Yerushalmi. That's what he argues, yeah.
Can I read this separate here, which maybe then you can say from Anthropa? Isn't the Mishnah historically very bizarre? The Yerushalmi is still more arguing. Early.
Rabbi Akiva is much later.
And Rabbi Akiva is much later. And he never argues on them. And like, sometimes we have, like, in Sukkot, one example, like, you have Mbako Lopez between Yerushalmi and Yerushalmi. And it sounds like it's a lot of review the Shita. He was telling me as a mayor about this. The mayor says, oh, low nothing could be shown against all the brothers.
Right.
He's not like that.
Right.
That's not where Rikiva says. He's just in the mission. He's part
of it. So they're keeping it out of place. Why is Rikiva in?
It doesn't make any sense of that.
Okay.
Plus the Yerushalmi. So I thought maybe you could say that what the Yerushalmi is doing is saying that Rikiva is not arguing. Rikiva is a different shot within Rikiva, within Beis Hillel.
Oh, okay.
And therefore, Rikiva is really, there's an opposite between Beis Hillel and Beis Hillel, which is over. Do you need serious grounds for divorce or make-o grounds for divorce?
Right.
And then Rabbi Akiva goes and takes that to an extreme. You don't even need her people to shea.
Okay, I accept that. But
and,
sure.
Therefore, and now that plugs into the Yerushalmi.
Yeah.
You can say, the Yerushalmi is saying, Rabbi Akiva is not on the Yerushalmi side of things, which would require strong grounds for divorce, but even the Beis Hillel side of things.
But then you still be, I understand how you read the Yerushalmi, but then you still assume that Rabbi Akiva is basically more make-o than Beis
Hila.
Which is what I want to do.
Right. Yeah. But the reason I want to bring this is because I want to highlight the Tanei Shulah Shita, which is very, I think, creative, where he argues that nearly it's Beis Shammai or Kiva Beis Hillel in terms of the gradation.
Yeah, I hear the creativeness.
You're not convinced.
Sure.
You're not convinced. Okay.
What do you do with Orach Tivu?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Yeah, Filu sounds like an issue.
No, I mean, no, but I mean, everyone is not that. Everyone's not that in some way he's more Mikol than Mikol.
What do you mean?
That Prati for sure more Mikol than Mikol. The question is there a different Prati that he's more Mafner?
Right, but I
wouldn't
have phrased
it. There's
two
Muslims.
I agree.
Yeah, Filu doesn't sound like Mikol. It's a very good
art.
It's also a good shot in the historical
Mikol.
Yeah, no, I didn't think about the historical piece.
Does it work there tomorrow, though? Are you saying it's not everyone? You're Shami? Your Gemara like figures out what you took in the dark.
It's weird.
Rabbi Kiva is darshing the Sukkim differently than the Shalai is darshing them, for sure.
That's what our Gemara read. I have to think more about it. I'm just wondering if you
okay. Vaitu. The next part of the word I want to discuss the psak. So if the whole Shisham is Hillel, what do you think the halacha would be?
Hillel.
It's Hillel. If you look at the Rambam though, the Garish Adam Yisri Shon Elim Kimotza Ba Erva or Erva Sofar Shneema Kimotza Ba Erva Sofar. This is here the Rambam actually quotes, Matza Ba Erva Sofar Shneema Kimotza Ba Erva Sofar. In Roi Lo Lomai L'Shaleach Yisro Rishona. This is the correct verse of the Rambam. And not like the tour. Aval shnia im sanaa yishalchen. So, how did the Rambam paskin, L'chora?
He just puts the pasuk where they both darshan.
Is he paskin like Hillel? I mean,
it sounds like Beis Shammai.
It sounds like Beis Shammai, unless you say that the focus of Beis Shammai is Hillel is about Zivug Shein. If you hold the focus of Zivug Shein, so everybody agrees to Beis Shammai is Zivug Rishon. You need Zay Erva. Or Erva Zavar. And by Zivug Sheini, Im Sina'a Yishalchena, and the Rambam saying Sina'a, Ta'ishtiha Tavshila is Sina'a. So that's, pardon? The Rambam in Tereshu Shai says explicitly Fatma like Beis Hillel. So if we assume there's no Sira, the Rambam is assuming that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argue only with Zivug Sheini, which is one opinion, one way is only the Gemara. There is a Shara Zeshuva of the Rashbash, who is the son of the Tashbait, and the Algerian Yishonin, yeah?
Why can't I see the Rambam passing like Beshamayim is a regional? Right, don't Beshamayim and Beshamayim argue about what Erevazavar means?
Yeah.
I mean, he would have to say that the Tosh is Erevazavar, Erevazavar Mamish,
I mean, that's the whole shot there in the Gemara, about what the Tosh is Erevazavar.
I know, if you know the Gemara, that's one thing. The Rambam is writing it without, he writes exclusively in the Tosh.
Yeah, I think Beis Hillel would be mad at you for thinking that the Tosh is
Erevazavar. Okay, I can deal with that.
Right.
Even if you divorce her without a reason, it works. You shouldn't do it.
It's not clear if
Leigarish means Juliaster. We're going to get that in a second. But,
well, you can't say Leigarish off of Leigarish.
Well, it could be the whole thing that I was just telling you it's not the right thing to do, but not that it's a realist. It's not so clear it's a realist.
No, but you wouldn't have to tell me Leigarish if you already told me Leigarish.
It could be he's interpreting what Leigarish means. Leigarish means it's not the right thing to do.
No, but I'm saying it doesn't make sense to tell me don't do it at all, but don't rush to do it. Like, you don't have to do it at all.
I hear what you're saying. This one is
just like Prita. So Prita is not, if it was a heathen, then that's like she's not her.
Right.
But if it's just Prita, so then you could say that what he means is like, so we should try to, at the end of the Rambam said, a man should not be quick to be the his wife, rather, he should first try to tell me nicely and all, but then when she's continuing to be a Prita, so maybe that's like an allusion to that.
But that's the myth of the Irish, though, if you're going with the right.
The Rambam might think not.
The Rambam doesn't talk like the right, but thinks it's some mother.
What?
meaning he doesn't pass him the brisa, but still thinks that Shammai thinks
that
he's
the brisa. The brisa could be like, oh, we say she's doing this repeatedly. And I mean, you can try. I was referring to the Venice where he said, like, what you should do is to speak to her calmly first try hard, and once you fail, let's do this. Let me make an honor, and then in a minute, let me make an honor. Similarly, if she's a prusa, I don't know, then you've got to get rid of her. But you should do it first try. It was more important to try to doubt the marriage first.
All right. So only a mitzvah.
If you're trying to say how wrong would be with Shammai, you can say that he's not like the Adam. I mean, there's always that point. He's like less than.
Right. Just for the record, there's an interesting truth of the Rashbash where he argues that the Ram Paskins like, or that the halacha is like Beis Shammai. Look at source number 22. Rafa got the Beis Shammai Tehillah, halacha Beis Hillel. Mashma hafa the halacha Beis Shammai. Yishum to be Gemara Amina, Amar of Papa the Rava, Lomatza ba lo erva, Volodavar mao, Amalei, the Gala Kwan, but on his Lichal Shaka, Koyama, but Modbach Zerkai, Kalahaka, the Avarava. So the Diavid. Certainly works if you divorce it, even for illegitimate reasons. We have a mashia that Papa Rava Inu Amurai Basrai Sirle, the Ligaj Adam, Elin Kimatavis Ba Erva, Odava, the Erva who Choshesh Znus, the Dava who Dava Machua, because the Isa Verbe the Yavamas, the Dava Priestess, who Gunshi Tia Tays for Rosha Parua, who Fumishi Sadev, Rochetes Panea, the Makam Shavi Adam Rochsin. So you don't have to say this.
The
davar sounds like not any davar.
Like
right. So he thinks that's the garmiz, and he thinks this is an exception. Sounds like Beis Shammai.
Oh yeah, Rashi never said that.
Right. So he didn't learn the gemara like Rashi. He's learning davar being a dvar parva. Anyway, it might make much of a difference, it would, because then Tikkun Sheni also would do the same thing. Okay. Lemaisa, there's an interesting mention of Melech here, so number 24. He clears, Ben Machlokes, whether or not this late Garish is an Isser Mamish, as I mentioned before, or it's just a recommendation, a strong recommendation. Look at number 24. But Iker, Din Zed, the late Garish Adam is Ishtra, Matasi Larav Knesset Gdola. Shekhasat ain't show mitzvah, only the right, only the rabbanon, the fiddle be shamed, amulet garish, eight to tova kamashman, it's an eight to tova. The Lashia Musa, and he quotes a few other rachonim who hold that way. But then the Mishnah Melech argues, and he thinks there is a Yushalmi and the Rishonim say explicitly that there's an Isser Minatara to divorce your wife if there aren't halacha grounds for it. So we really have a very extreme focus where something could be either an Isser Daraisa or an eight to tova. Potentially, there's also a drabbanan in the middle. But davar teimahu lo again, the davar bor is ikar isur is zareis. Od raya, and he goes through various rayas, which I'm not going to read now, proving that it's really a din de oraisa. Isa zareisa. Lo yigaresh is isa zareisa. The only hara I want to make is something I saw, there's a little bit of bring this down. He points out that, firstly, he discusses the Ram in source number 21, the Ein Roi Lo L'Maher L'Shaleach. Again, part of it is how to read the Lo Yigaresh to the Ein Roi Lo. So he thought the Ein Roi Lo indicates more like the Knesset Gdol. It's just an Eitz Tova. But then he says that it's really hard for him to accept that because you usually think what's more chomer, an Isser or an Eitz. But he says, just a second, if it's an Isser, so they're not discussing the moral issues. Of course it's the wrong thing to do. Is it Aser? Is it not Aser? The minute you say it's a moral issue, it's an Eitz Tova, so Rabbi Kiva thinks there's not much something wrong with it. You know, he's had a hard time believing that Rabbi Kiva would think Mata Naimena is fine and dandy. He said, maybe it's Mutter. So again, the other is a Mutter, that's the Machlokes. But it's certainly the wrong thing to do. So he was inclined to, again, most of the riots that the Mishnah Melech have are in the direction of a real Isser anyway. He said, you have to take the question of whether it's Utter or Mutter, it's certainly the wrong thing to do. That's what he assumes Dabar Fashi, which I think is a sensitive thing to say.
I feel like the Amos Yaakov, maybe you don't have to say that.
What do you mean?
That Rabbi Kiva would say that there's nothing wrong with getting rid of your wife if you see a pretty young girl. Woman.
Because you already have your marriage there on the rock, for right. So you're not going to say it anymore. Okay,
what is the Fashi that appears in bed?
Oh, so I want to talk about right now. The Gemara at the end of the Masechta speaks of Mizbech Moriel Zmo, source number 25, well familiar with. Why is it so bad? What's wrong with Kirishin? So, you tell me.
Seems like it's pretty.
Why is it bad?
Like,
okay, exactly. Adam
l'ishto, it's a pegiya in a woman, or is it something more objective? You call it adol makom, I'm going to call it, if you look at the Gemara in Sota, that says in Aleph, Amr Rav Yehuda, Amr Rav, Arbaim, Yom, Kol Yom, Yitzias, Avad, Basko, Yotzeis, Lomeres, Bas, Ploni, Lepon. So it seems like the who you're going to marry, at least for Zivug Rishon, is predetermined. Again, the whole discussion on how you go for shares and all that, I'm not going to get into right now. But this is like part of the heavenly plan. If you look at it's not a halachic source, if you look at Rabbeinu Bechaye on the pasuk in Perek Chaf of Bamidbar of Tzvarim, he writes like this: verse 27. The taskil beinyan haget and ikra sefer. Why do you have to get divorced with ksav? Says Rabbeinu Bechaye, tis the kichiva chokmas to tell the kaddish ish as ish to the sefer. Ish kosh baruch hu baris olam bechafes ozias. Ma'alu mata. V'zivuk ozias v'shaklan. V'zavak ozias v'shaklan. V'himiran v'tzarfan. The Tzarvahen is called Olam, it's called Yatsur, it's called Dibur, everything was predetermined. In Shikul Ela Ayde Zivu. Al Yedei Shikul Otsi as Shakal Shbarachu as in Yivrayim Kulam. The Zerai Yos Ben Zugo Shal Zeh. The case that you and Yitzayim Kulam Zelu Mazeh, Bein El Yonim, Zeh Tonim, Bein Farshas, Bein Megufos, Kumash Darshu, Bas Ploni Luploni. Afilu Me'ev El Yam. The Kame Shachaya Chibur and Yivrayim as Zivu, and the Otsi as the Hach Tzitzah Tzayah Shtiach Rida, but Osios, the Dia, the Farsim, Shikar, the Zivu, the Chibur, the Kagan, the Via, the Olam, the Osios, Hai. So, again, I'm not totally sure I understand what he's saying. He seems to be arguing that since the world was created Osios, so we have to somehow separate the husband and the wife with Osios. But I'm taking it more like this was part of the divine plan. You're messing with what Hashem wanted. I can, quote the famous Ramban. About Kivayim, this is not the way it was meant to be. So maybe divorce is, some type of, in a way, formulating it, some type of affront to Kadosh Baruch Hu and to his grand plan of Bas Ploni Luploni.
It could also be maybe the third point.
Yeah.
It is like a, in another, because here, what he's doing, don't you realize that that your purpose in life is to find a better wife personally, that you have this, you can accomplish this, you need to do it, to send her away and cause harm. It isn't necessarily about her to her as much as it's you.
Okay, but you can maybe chavero could be include yourself atzmacha.
Strange, like, this is a place that we
decide. I mean, you probably have to figure out how to.
A lot of places, a lot of times where you like, get to met, tell you to meet the
right, no, I mean, that would be an element of it. What the core issue is.
I think it's the third side. I'm not sure exactly how the Akum is going to play out. You can tell me in a minute. I'm going to work with Adam Lachavero, and you can kind of include that, I think, for now at least. Or are you working against Neged Ratzon Hashem on some level? So, if you look here, I thought it was in his favor. He said maybe it's Pagiyanama in the concept of Ishu. Meaning, are you worried about the woman, or are you worried about, family, the family values. Again, it's also a different direction. But I'm more interested in this idea of Neged Ratzon Hashem. I have a couple of nachminas. The first is pretty obvious because the Gemara in Sota that I quoted before asks the Sira. Well, how can I say Bas Ploni Luploni is Kasha Kriyas Yamsuf? So when it says Kan Zivug Rishon, Kan Zivug Sheni. That the Zivug Rishon is predetermined, the Zivug Sheni is Kasha Kriyas Yamsuf. So, if you assume the Gemara, Sotah 28, makes this distinction of Kisane Shalach, Amr Yehuda Yusanata Shalach, Yochanan Amr Sane Mashalach, but we have a Zivug Rishon, have a Zivug Sheni. So, the big Machlokes, the Farshim, how to understand this. Is the Machlokes Beisham Vitil or Kiva only by Zivug Rishon, or by Zivug Sheni, every reason you can get divorced for every reason you want? Or, if our cares, maybe the Machlokes is only by Zivug Sheni, every agrees. The Zivug Rishon, you should only get divorced for every Tavar, or do not accept this distinction, in terms of the Machlokes Tanaim. So the Get Pashut here, source number 29, suggests that the Machlokes is only by Zivug Sheni, that the Zivug Rishon, everybody agrees, you shouldn't get divorced. So if that's the case, I think this fits well, that if it's a question of Pigia in the Isha, so the Chara shouldn't make a difference, right? Tamid Sanui. You're always, you can argue that maybe the Zivug Rishon, which is more close of Kli, the Chule, but at the end of the day, people feel the divorce is not fun regardless. Whereas if it's Neged Ratzon Hashem, it makes good sense to say it's only in Zivug Rishon, because only Zivug Rishon has that unique quality of Fasfon Yudim. Next up, what about Arusa? Is it only by Nesua or even by Arusa? You got engaged, can you get divorced then? So the Maharashtam has an interesting tshuva. The kra divided by Nesua Mishtoi, Dachik Tzik, Yichach Yishisha, Uvala, the came in the kra, thank you. Veshamai, Vetil, Vekiva, Mishtoi, Benesua. But by Arusa, it's not a problem. That's what he suggests.
So again, here's what he should be connected. That if it's a question of feelings, again, if the Giyan Isha is just a Rusa, I don't think it is as great. So maybe it would be Rach Nesua. You know, you didn't have a physical relationship with her, so it's not pleasant, but I don't know if it's that level of, Pagia. Whereas if it's Rasa Hashem, the din is Bas Ploni Lo Ploni, doesn't say anything about Nesua. L'chora, Bas Ploni, I would assume, that it applies even for Eretz. Pardon?
Then
they have an
either.
Yeah. But that's the point. She's once they're then they're married. I mean, I think that's my assumption. And the last question is the question of Bal Korcho versus Mitzona. We know that there's debate here when you're allowed to get divorced. What about if she wants it? If they both parties want it, would that change the discussion? So there are many Shonim, and this is like in the Ramallah, Halacha, that if the woman wants it, then all bets are off, you can get divorced for whatever reason you want. I didn't see anybody argue explicitly, but I think that if you don't say anything, if you don't say this, you might argue. Again, meaning the Ram says, the Ramah, but anybody else doesn't say it, L'chara would assume divorce is wrong regardless. So if it's a question of the Giyad bin Ishla Isha, so if she wants it, so it's Mutter. They both want it. But whereas if you say that, no, so when a Chash Baruch wants it, it's phony or phony, even if they want to get divorced, and then if there's not a justifiable reason, they should go to marriage counseling and try to make it work out, because it's phony or phony, again, it sounds a little bit radical. I'm not so sure, it's a suggestion. I'm not convinced, but that's what I wanted to suggest. Yeah.
All divorces are that. What are they relying on?
I mean, I think they usually assume that halacha